Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, if handwriting is a disappearing skill, so too is answering the telephone. And there are stories about Gen Z. Millennials have had enough with answering the phone. They feel kind of, it triggers anxiety when the number flashes up and they start to panic and spiral. There's a college in England running coaching sessions to help students feel more confident to not just talk on the phone, but to actually answer the phone. So on the phone to tell us about this telefear is our Gen Z columnist with the Irish Examiner, our Gen Z friend to the show, Jane Cowan. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm shaking my boots on the phone.
I hope you're okay. I'm so sorry that we called you. And I'm first of all,
terrible.
Thank you for answering. Just breathe. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I will call a therapist after this, but I should make it through.
I'm sorry you feel attacked. Do your fellow Gen Zers feel terrible attack in your life? Is this a real problem? Can you back this up for us?
Now, see, what we've done wrong here, Oliver, is you didn't text me in advance.
Oh, God, all right, we're very sorry.
That's quite rude for my generation.
Big notice required before the phone call so that they don't have to spiral. Okay, what else?
Yes. Just give me some notice. Maybe if you could tell me what the call is going to be about in advance, I can gather my thoughts.
Set an agenda, great. Okay.
Yeah. No, like, I want 6 minutes of this now, and I'll keep it on file.
Do we know... There's more. Oh, God, I thought we were done.
I was just going to say, there's kind of two types of people when it comes to taking the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the type I genuinely can't understand, maybe this is you, Oliver, they'll just, like, pick it up, maybe not even look at who's calling, and answer, like, no hesitation. It's bizarre to me. I am not one of those people.
I'm the
type that needs some warning.
I don't know how to end phone calls either sometimes. But do we know when this phone fear set in? When did phone helplessness and call helplessness start?
I think for my age group, I was very used to just texting my friends all of the time. And you know when you're a teenager and your mother calls the doctor for you if you need to order a prescription, she does that.
Oh yeah.
And I got to an age where my mom was like, Jane, you're too old for this now. You've got to take on this responsibility. And that's when I sort of started to really consider things. And like, or if you enter the working world, when I was a teenager, which was not very long ago, I worked as a waitress for a while. And we'd have to take reservations over the phone.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Honest to God, sometimes I think I'd pretend I couldn't hear the phone at first and hope someone else would pick it up.
Okay, right.
This is why I'm a journalist now.
Yes.
I'm talking about that.
Journalists who are always on the phone. Now, one of the phone anxieties I have is a bad line. And unfortunately, we're starting to develop a little bit of that, Jane. So I don't know how to say goodbye properly, but can we just, you do the thing where... I know people who just say nothing at the end. Oh, thank you. That's a good way. That's a good way to go.